Last Wednesday, a former police officer from Dallas, Texas, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for killing an innocent man. She shot him when she accidentally walked into his apartment, thinking it was her own. And then all of a sudden in that courtroom, there was this remarkable act of mustard seed faith, where the brother of the victim went and said to Amber Geiger, this particular police officer, "I love you like I would love anybody else." Then he went around from the witness stand and gave her a large hug. The Dallas County jury took about 1 hour to come to a unanimous decision for the sentence that they gave to her. The judge, her name was Tammy Kemp, made Amber Geiger stand in front of the court with her attorney as she read the sentence out loud to her. And then she was to be turned over to the Texas criminal justice system, where she was going to begin to serve her sentence. The family of Botham Jean, who was the victim in all of this, could not believe their ears when they heard what the sentence was. They thought she would receive a much, much harsher sentence than what she did. And you could hear them crying and sobbing, shaking their heads, wondering how this person could have gotten off so easy and how they were going to go on given this situation and circumstances. And the brother of the victim went to the witness stand, and he said this. And he said this directly to Amber Geiger, the one who killed his brother. "I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. I love you just like I love anybody else. And I'm not going to hope that you rot and die. I personally want what is best for you. I wasn't going to say this in front of my family, but I don't even want you to go to jail. I want the best for you because I know that's exactly what Botham would want for you. So give your life to Christ. I think giving your life to Christ will be the best thing Botham would want for you." And then Brandon Jean asked the judge if he might go and give Amber Geiger a hug. And very hesitatingly, she said yes. He gets up from the witness stand and walks around. She walks toward him. And right in front of that witness stand, they hug each other. And Amber Geiger just breaks out and sobs as she hugs this young man. And moments after that, Tammy Kemp, who was the judge, she privately pulls Geiger aside, offers her words of hope, hugs her herself, then hands her a Bible. And then in the post-sentencing interview, Allison, who was the mother of Botham Jean, who was killed, says, "This will change my life forever. This will change my family's life forever. But we will go on. We will accept the verdict of the jury here. We will go on and try to live our lives." All of a sudden in this courtroom, there was this remarkable change of heart. There was this transformation going on, all because of Brandt Jean. Now, we wanted you to see this, and if we had screens, I would show this to you right now in the church. But we don't have those, and so we have it on our website, and we have it on our Facebook page. This scene that I'm describing to all of you, maybe very poorly, but also to the article that kind of goes with the whole thing. I was rather interested in all this, and so I began to read the Twitter feed that kind of accompanied all of this in the article, and most of the people kind of got the transformation that occurred in the courtroom that day. But some of them were very harsh in their criticism of this 18-year-old young man, actually condemning him for what he had done. And I share all of this with you here this evening because of the disciples asking Jesus, in the gospel today to increase our faith. And so Jesus says this outrageous thing, as he has a way of saying all kinds of outrageous things. He says, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to a mulberry tree, a plant be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Remarkable. When I saw the video, I read the story of all that. All these people who wanted Amber Geiger to simply rot in hell somehow were touched. They were transformed. There was justice, sure, but there was also forgiveness. There was compassion, and there was hope. Indeed, there was hope because these people, the family of Botham Jean, all of a sudden now were able to go on with their life where before they found that almost impossible for them. Because of this mustard seed faith, all of a sudden it seemed that these mulberry trees were uprooted and planted somewhere else. And I got no idea who Brandon Jean is. I don't know anything about this 18-year-old young man. He probably has every flaw of every other 18-year-old. Who knows? But somewhere along the way, this young man has given his life to Jesus in such a way that he has truly become this intentional disciple of Jesus Christ and a person of mustard seed faith. And so in a form of exaggeration that Jesus' audience would get right away, what he was really saying to them was, you already have enough faith. I don't have to increase your faith. It's all you have to do is use it. And so he's saying the same thing to all of us. With the faith you have right here and right now, all you have to do is use it, just like Brandon Jean did that day. You know, here we are, sitting here right now. I'm not sure what you all think, but right now at this very moment, you and I have this exact same mustard seed faith that Brandon Jean has. And if we use it, remarkable things can occur in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the lives of people that we know. I am sure, wait till you watch the video. I am sure that what he did there that day was really difficult for him. But he used his mustard seed faith. He used it and reaped this harvest of compassion and forgiveness and hope for so many different people. All of this because God's Son, Jesus Christ, came down to become one of us, and he planted divine life in every single one of us in our baptism. And the whole point of Arise, the whole point of Alpha, the whole point of the small groups, the whole point of all of this is somehow for you and I to awaken this baptismal divine life that's been given to all of us so you and I can do remarkable things. And so Jesus can say outrageous things like if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, if you would say to a mulberry tree to be upplanted and grow somewhere else, it would actually occur for all of us. That's how he can say such outrageous things. Now this week we start our Arise, and the first session this week is simply called Walking in the Footsteps of Christ. And it uses the gospel of Luke 24, the road to Emmaus. And you know the story yourself, I'm sure, in some fashion, but here's the story is Jesus just got crucified. These two disciples are walking away. They're going to Emmaus. They're out of here. I'm out of here. This Jesus didn't pan out. This didn't work. We're leaving. All of a sudden, another stranger shows up, starts talking to them about the scriptures that apply to Jesus. And somehow or other, their hearts are burning as this stranger keeps revealing to them all the scriptures that are about Jesus. And then all of a sudden, they recognize the stranger as Jesus himself in the breaking of the bread, which you and I are going to experience in just a few moments. And they're walking away, it said. Then it goes on to say, they rushed back. They rushed back to Jerusalem to renew, to awaken this remarkable faith of theirs. And now here you guys all are sitting with your name tags, and I have mine on here too. You're wondering, what's up with the name tags, you know, with all this? And part of it is last week I said to you guys that names are important, especially whenever Jesus talks about names. There's one couple, they're here tonight. There's one couple after Mass who tell me their name every single day after Mass. They say, hi, I am Tom and Rita. And I remember every single time because they say that to me, every single time. And it matters to me that they say that. I know all of you guys to see ya. I don't know all your names. Or if I do, I got to think about it a little bit. Okay, but to know your names is you're no longer a stranger to, I mean, you're not a stranger to me, but the more and more we know each other's names, the less and less we're strangers to each other. And your mustard seed faith can touch my mustard seed faith. All together, our mustard seed faith can somehow make a difference in people's different lives. And so more and more we get to know each other's names. And I'm talking most especially today, the person sitting behind you, the person maybe sitting in front of you, maybe even the person sitting beside you. You might not really even know their name. Who knows? I don't know. But if we do, then the mustard seed of every single one of us can somehow together do a lot more than we can do just as individuals. The good news of all of this today is that God's power is at our disposal. God's power given to us at baptism is at our disposal, and we can do awesome, wonderful things. Folks, do you believe we can do awesome, wonderful things? If, like Brandon Jean, you and I use our mustard seed faith, and if we do, God can do awesome things way beyond our wildest imagination.